Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Jim. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Greetings, Hotep. Welcome to another day in the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omienka 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. That's right. This is Friday. You know what to do. Push those chairs back and get those comfortable shoes on because we are going to be continuing our jambe as we go through the reproductive, challenging, because I'm so excited, going through our redemption program. We've talked about just about everything from health to better foods and better lifestyles and how to pick our foods and choose our foods. I forgot to tell you yesterday, you don't want to buy any canned goods. No. When I see you in the store shopping, I don't want to see you picking up those canned goods. You can go to the freezer section or to the fresh produce. When you get those canned goods, they are stock full with preservatives, all kinds of things that will kill you. So you don't want to bring those on board with you. We are starting a new thing, and we are redeeming ourselves back. Now, why don't you let the redeem say so? Let me say hello to my caller here and see who's calling. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello? Hello, caller. How are you? Caller number 287, if you're out there, you have the atmosphere. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. Well, thank you if you just want to listen. If you do want to say something, just raise your hand and we will bring you right into the atmosphere. Now, what I was talking about is making sure you get your health together. Now, we're getting ready for our Bembe. We talked about the basic four foods and what we should and should not eat yesterday. Today, we're going to get down with the get down. Okay, before Omi couldn't find her African music and couldn't find my drummers, but I got my old husband. He remembered to bring me my drums and my music, and he's going to sing some love songs. And this is a communal dance, so I want people to participate, but we first want to pay acknowledgement to our ancestors. So listen while I do the ritual of pouring libation. I pour libations to my mother's spirit, Yamanja, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my father, and I say Obatala. Here's to you, Father, Ashe. As I pour libations to my mother and my father's spirit, I don't forget to light a candle for their guidance so they can find their way back to this Bembe today. And I want to remember that we were going to also include the Kwanzaa and the Nguzo Saba. And yesterday we forgot to light that candle. So I'm going to light two candles today in the place of our Nguzo Saba, our seven principles. We talked about Kujichajilia, Ujima, and we also talked about Ujamaa. We talked about collective work and responsibility and dealing with naming for ourselves, defining for ourselves. Today we're going to deal with Nia. We're going to deal with purpose, okay? And we all have a purpose, so I light the candle of purpose. And I'm also going to light the candle of faith, Imani. I'm going to light that candle. I know they're out of order, but that's okay. Nevertheless, we can catch up as we go on. So we're going to light those candles. And ladies and gentlemen, stand to your feet. You are standing on holy ground. We're going to summon our ancestors to be here in this Bembe with us, and we're going to call on the forces to be. We're going to call on Harriet Tubman so that she will get that train ready so all those people in the underworld spirit, they can jump on board and they can be present here in the midst of things, in the thick of things. So we call on Harriet Tubman, Chequez Diaz. We call on Dr. Martin Luther King. We call on Dr. Carruthers. We call on Doc Ben. We call on Dr. John Henry Clark. We call those forces to be. Nina Simone, we call them. In Queen Nzinga, we ask them to be present here with us today so we can stand on their shoulders. We know we can't do anything without their system. And as they come and lift us up, we know that they're the sum total. We are the sum total of why they came. They have never left us, ladies and gentlemen. They're just going to the other side. And being the other side is that their melanin still vibrates here on this earth. So why don't you tap in to that melanin? Do you need a healing? Do you need to change situation? Do you know that Africans believe that Ifa can incept and make changes on everything in your life except for death? So if there is an altercation in your life that you need to be deterred, or if you need Ishun to let you off the hook, he's our trickster, Orisha. He can step in, and he can ask evil on the left hand to let you off the hook, to ease up off of you. But you understand that an eyeball is necessary. You must make sacrifice. Whenever someone appeals to the supernatural evil and appeals to the good, you must make sacrifice. Now, remember I told you the story of the chicken, and we honor the chicken because we know it came first to the earth. And we asked the chicken to be sacrificed so that it could make good eyeball, so that when you ask for an exception to the rule, because God allows good and evil present in this same entity, supernatural and good. There are 400+1 on the right side, and then there's the one on the right side that will always be antagonizing you. Whenever you speak of good, you automatically have spoken of evil. So let your prayers be that God, that you will allow Ishun to step in and let me off the hook and allow me to make sacrifice so that I can deter whatever problem may be coming my way. Ephi knows the inception of man. Ephi is the one that's the sculptor. He was the one. Oromalah was the sculptor. He sculptured man. God only blew breath into the life and the nostril of the human being. But he gave Oromalah, his prophet, the ability to sculpture man. Now, I would like for you to stand to your feet as we begin to petition God for our assistance. We cannot do anything our own strength. So I ask all of you to stand to your feet. You are standing on holy ground. The frequency is here. The vibration is here. And for those of you who are wearing the kinky curl in your hair, I want you to know that the ninth ether is in the air. And your ninth ether curly coil will connect with the Creator, and you will be able to hear and feel vibration, and you should be able to connect with God by now. If you're not connected with God by now, go and take the perm out your hair and revert your hair back to the natural kinky curl so that the elasticity is still in there. And hopefully you will get a connection from the higher self. Now, let's remember that we are nothing but a bud vine. We were found putrefied in our own ways, but God saw fit to redeem us back to ourselves. So as we pray, let's ask for God to redeem those who are lost back to themselves. Because some of us, even though God redeemed us, some of us didn't believe we were redeemed. And they were out there again, and they're in the midst of things. So now let the redeemed say so. If you have been redeemed, say, I have been redeemed. Let the redeemed say so. If we write a redemption plan, we got to live by it. We got to walk by it. We got to walk in it. We got to know we're redeemed. So let the redeemed say so. Say so. Say so. Let the redeemed say so. Let the redeemed say so. Say so. Say so. Why don't you let the redeemed say so? Now, Father, we ask that you would lift everyone here in the presence of my voice, that everyone here will believe that the redemption plan has gone forward, and that as we rejoice and use our vocal cords to lift you up, Father, and as we play the drum to unite our souls and spirit back together, help us to understand a redemption plan is necessary so that we can be redeemed back to ourselves. And as we exercise our limbs and our vocal cords today and we stand on our feet and dance to the glorification of you, Father, let every household be blessed down to the 1,000th generation. And let every family member who has an ailment find out if God has a solution for their problem. You know, God crippled some of us, and he also made some of us the hunchback and the albino because our families refused to lift God up and praise him. So those families were marked to remind them that they are to praise and worship Oladulamare. So if you don't mind today, get up off your feet and stand to your feet and praise Oladulamare like you never have before, because we have been redeemed. So let the redeemed show it in their dance and in their song. Praise be to the Most High.
If you want me to, what your plans do for us will not spoil. All right? We're going to play Samba, which is a community dance. And you can't go without dancing the Samba. So you can stand up in your seat or get ready. There's a song that I like to sing to my wife. It's about a honey seller like in the marketplace, and he's selling honey, and he's selling his honey in some sense. You can hear the bees chasing. And she's so sweet. That she's so tempting. That she goes down the street. Pretty in my mouth, oh. Pretty in my mouth, oh.
Thank you.
All right. Oy llamado. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're not already sweating, you should be. Working yourself out is good for the body, especially with the African drummers. That was Eka Show that was showing off his drumming experience and music. We had performed together on stage and sang many African songs, and I had almost forgotten about Oy Damado. And Africans always dance to the glory of God. Now, these songs are unique, lady, in that they basically are connected to an Orisha. Every one of these songs have a dance to go with it. And it's almost looking like you're working out in the fields picking cotton. And when the dances were derived, they were derived to demonstrate something, either work, exertion, or doing something that the master had you doing. So these dances were created to go with the song. So every Orisha has a dance to go with it. These are not just made up. These dances are designed to create a certain atmosphere in the vibration, to change a certain condition, and to invoke a certain spirit. Now, let us invoke the spirit that needs to help us design our plan for a redemptive plan for the family. And if we have to exert ourselves to the early morn sometime, that's necessary because Africans believe in dancing and getting their inhibition off so that they can press forward and invoke the spirit that needs to speak to the community to give us a word for the community. Now, we are going to be doing something a little unique next month, and you don't want to miss it. As I told you earlier, we're going to focus on the youngest child in the family. Once again, the Destiny's Child will need to have their destiny reading done for them as they come into fruition, into life. They don't have to be brand new babies. They could be children that need a direction for their life and parents that need to help guide them and put them on the path. Now, we're going to have to understand rituals are in line with African Americans, and you need to do rituals to set things in place and to make a difference for your children. Now, the reason why I chose a child is because I decided almost 22 years ago to ask God for something, to give me a child on Christmas Day and to bring hope and to bring a new beginning in my family. And God granted me those wishes and brought me that child in. And he told me that the child would bring joy. And that child has brought nothing but joy and added to my life and my good success. You are to ask God to bring your children to you. And you must understand that they're not your own and that they are sent here on loan, but you must guide them. You must put them on a path, and you must know what their destiny reading is. And if you haven't already gotten a destiny reading for your child, you need to contact Omi because I am going to be doing destiny reading for children next month. And I didn't say everyone that come in the room that I would have time for, but for those who I can, I will be doing destiny readings. Let me also tell you another thing, Mother. Our children have a great attack upon them, and we keep pushing them out to go to school, and that is the place where they're being attacked. Little do you know. I'm a school teacher. I wouldn't lie to you. But most of the injustice that is being done on a child is being done while he's in school, those 7.5 hours or 8.5 hours if it's an extended day. And that is where he's being preyed upon to change his philosophy and his thought process that you put in him systemically. And those children are being preyed upon. Now they're looking at creating curriculum that will deal with pedophilia and that will deal with homosexuality, curriculum for children in a classroom to address the fact that they have been given their rights. At one time, I've been told that any person that was homosexual was considered mentally ill, and it was in the DNR book, and homosexuality was a disability. It was a mental illness. It wasn't something that someone decided to be or they grew into. It was a minimum brain disorder, a dysfunction in the brain. So it was classified in a DNR as a disability. Don't let anyone tell you that this is something that happens to you by way of you using chemicals and it altering your brain so that now you want to become a homosexual. That is not true, because mental illness comes upon a person and then that calls for behavior patterns that are not normal. So we've got to get a hold of our school districts and our curriculum so that they don't begin to put curriculum in our schools that will make it okay for boys and girls to become lovers of the same sex and make it all right and give them rights for them and their teacher to practice these pedophile behaviors. This is not a part of African custom, and it will not be, and we should not accept it. And those of you that think hip-hop is okay for people to walk in to these behaviors and the hip-hop thinks it's all right for them to be homosexual, it is not. It is a deviant behavior. It is a mental illness. It is not a physical condition that comes upon you by way of you eating some formulas or some type of chemical psychotropic drugs that they give our children. Those are not drugs that make children homosexuality. So we've got to get a grip on things, and we've got to understand that it's important for us to take back what's ours and stop accepting all these counterfeits. It's not yours. These children have to be protected. And that's why I made my mind up to do something special for the youngest child, to give that child a direction. Don't you know there is a fight to eliminate so many billions of people on this earth, imbeciles, and those who have been riddling with all kinds of diseases and infection. They are misfits to society, and those are the ones they're trying to eliminate. Don't let anyone put a tag on your child. Don't let anyone put the child in special ed anymore. The only reason your child has had a learning disability or a minimum brain disorder is because he has not been taught, and he's behind. And therefore, when you go to teach a child that's behind, he mimics a behavior of someone being retarded. But the majority of the children that I've worked with were never retarded that came to me with labels on them. Those children were not given the proper education. And some of the teachers in the classroom need to be stricken from the record, because some of you are not doing your job. You don't want to teach little black boys. You want to send them off to special ed. You want to separate them and say that they can't learn. Well, they can learn, because I had a classroom full of black boys that were supposed to be all special ed. Not only did they learned to go from kindergarten, coming into a class, learning to read at fourth grade level. So they're capable of learning. And we must take the tags and labels off. And we must stop letting the state dictate to us how much money we can get for every special needs child. We must understand that if they have to go to special ed, mom, pull them out and put them in a private school. Do not leave them at the mercy of the public school. You will soon ruin a child where they will be good for nothing. And if they can't come out reading, then they become imbeciles, a burden to society. So what is wrong with our schools, you say, Omi? What is wrong? And why are these children, especially black boys, coming out with labels? Dr. Juwanza Jufu and myself, we fought a battle back in the 80s for seven-year-old boys in the suburbs who every one of their mothers and fathers made over $70,000, who came into the community. And that community, I won't even name it, but they were rich folks. And these children had the best of education and foundations. So how is it that these children who didn't grow up in an urban setting came into a suburban area needing to be assessed for special ed and placed there when their mothers and fathers had them in private institutions? How is it? So I began to fight. And I fought because my child was one of those seven-year-olds. And then I went and got Dr. Juwanza Kanjufu and mandated that all the teachers be sensitized to the needs of little black boys, because they didn't know how to teach them. And that every child that you evaluate is not attention deficit disorder. And every child that you assess, just because you've done an assessment with your little book and pencil, you must understand that any true attention deficit disorder must have an EEG and also an MRI to detect the brain waves. If you do not attach a test of that nature to a diagnosis, then it's a false diagnosis. And you tell them that Omi said so, because otherwise it's a value judgment. They're throwing our little boys away. They're throwing them away, and they have no interest for school. And if you can, mother, step in and do something about it. And they even mandate that they have to test your child. Fight them and go to court. I did. I demanded that they were not going to test my child because he didn't come with a deficit. He came out of a private institute. And I fought them, and I hid him away so they didn't have to test him. And he graduated with honors, high honors. He came out of college with honors. And the other one came out with high honors from high school. When you know what you put in your children, don't let anyone put labels on them just because they're a black boy and they've already deemed them a demon. Don't let anyone push them aside and move them into categories where they're not taught and eventually hauled off to the penal institution. I know what I'm talking about. I'm finishing up my last chapter of my book that I've been working on for the last 10 years on black males, and my study has been in depth about black males and the best practices in the classroom for a black male. And the best practice in the classroom is not for a female to teach him alone. A female should not be left alone with the black boy in the classroom. If she's going to teach him, she must teach him in duality with another male gender. Otherwise, she has no business handling a black child in the classroom who's a male. His tools need to be sharpened. Iron sharpens iron. A woman cannot sharpen these tools in the classroom after a certain age. The curriculum I know is a right brain curriculum up until fourth grade. At fourth grade level, when that child transits to fifth grade, she should not be handling that child. A male should take over the tutelage of the child, or she act in conjunction with him. We are destroying our black boys, and we're wondering what's happening. It's at the hands of the female teachers in the classroom who normally write up the diagnosis, special ed. I know this. I spent over 25 years in the system, and I am a teacher, and not just a teacher, one who looks out for those black boys that may have been put into pigeonholes and who may have been shunted. And I am the one who actually came in and realized that we must start at early childhood development and develop them so that they're reading before they leave kindergarten and they are not left behind because they don't have to play catch-up when they're already reading. But no, administration didn't want me to teach kindergartners to read. I was teaching them too much with the scientific method, so I felt I was wasting my time and that I must go on the outside and align myself with brothers like Dr. Omar Johnson to set up new schools, the New Institute, one that will focus on black boys excelling. I spent over 5 years researching and following other doctors' research on black boys and when males taught these children, how different did they fare? Well, I'll tell you, the Ipsilini study and all those that say that when you have a parent that works with the child in kindergarten and preschool, that child is more likely to graduate. That is true. But the child is more likely to do it excellent and well and come out of the system if you start out with that black boy being handled by a male teacher. It doesn't matter if he's white or black, preferably black, but we found that it didn't matter if he was white or black, long as he was a male. Because some things a woman can't tell a man. In the classroom, I watched these little men come in who were fully grown at 12 years old. And black boys mature much faster than Caucasian and other races. And I also researched the stats on the child and the developmental stages. All African children develop much faster than any other race of children in their maturation, in their ability to stand up, to crawl, to thrive, to speak, to coo. All these areas they're doing so well in until they get to kindergarten. How is it that they start failing at kindergarten? Are they regressing? Are we retarding children at that age? I've researched that too. So there's questions out there that I have and many other teachers. And parents, you ought to have those same questions, and we ought to be doing something about it. Let's exert ourselves with some dance and activity. Stand to your feet.
Thank you, Lord, for the food in which we're about to receive. May this food, this nourishment, give us strength to follow your word.
Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't mean to get on my soapbox about the children, but it was just on my heart that because we need to get a redemption plan for our children, and we need to also get a reading for our children, a destiny reading to know what their destiny is so that nobody can put anything up that's not legally theirs. We cannot let our children carry these burdens or these labels on them and become broken and contrite spirit and low self-esteem because someone refuses to take the time to teach them. Our children can learn. And they have learned up under my tutelage, every one of them. I spent time in their home and worked with their parents. And if there was a child that was behind, you catch them up. You don't go putting labels on them. So I don't want to get into that today because that's for another whole topic. So let's get into our music and song and dance. Talking drums in the background. I don't know if you were able to distinguish that. And the djembe drums were in the background talking. And talking drums sent a message all over this land, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have a set of djembe drums, you ought to get some and have them for the festive holiday season, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Thank you. only is sweaty and enjoying the dance. So let's get into the music, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know how many of you do the bembe, but we do the bembe, and we sing the music, and we dance to the music, ladies and gentlemen. This is Friday. This is a kick it up day. So stand to your feet and get ready to kick it up, because this is what we do in African land. This is what we do in all your Tunis tribe. It's all about the music and letting off your inhibitions so that you can strive to get a little bit higher. And I don't know how many of you say you are redeemed. If you've been redeemed, you ought to let the redeemed say so. Is anybody in the house redeemed? Let the redeemed say so. Say so. Let the redeemed say so today. Because you ought to get your drums out. If you have drums, get your drums out and let your children see you play those drums. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you for going with Omi on this trip today. I want to thank you for going all the way with me and being a part of this segment, because we can't do anything in our own strength, ladies and gentlemen. We have to do things in order, in decent order, and we have to understand that our children have gone through so many things in the classroom, and we have to be there to make a difference for our children. We must give them destiny readings. We must give them a purpose. And giving them Nia would mean showing them what they came here to do. Each one of us kneel down at the side of God, and we beg God to let us come here. And we told God what it was that we could do, and we told God we could come here and make a difference. Each one of us. It's in the saying, it's in the African written text, that we all came and asked to be present here in the midst of this earth to make a change. I don't know how many of you are planning on making a change, but you need to be redeemed first. Write your redemption plan and get redemption in order and get everything you need in there, health, strength, your destiny for your children, and get a destiny reading for yourself. Know why you came here and what you promised to do. Do you